Please sit for the reading.
The reading this morning is taken from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 10, commencing to read at verse 22, and page 873 in the Pew Bible. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear me, hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the word of the Lord.
May all that I say and all that we hear be in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, this is a shortened service, and you'll be pleased to know this is a short sermon. It's really just a few thoughts inspired by the reading this morning, and also by the words of the collect. Sheep and shepherds. The collect, we're reminded that the risen Christ is the faithful shepherd of the Father's sheep. We're called to follow his command, that all the people may be gathered into one flock. And this metaphor of sheep and shepherding and flocks is a very old one, and it's lasted for a very long time. And it's one of those things maybe that we take for granted. What do we know about sheep? Well, they give us wool for clothing, and they give food to those who choose to eat it. But they're not known, are they, for their intelligence or their independence. They feature so often in the Bible as examples of, well, us, really. What does it mean? What does it mean to be a sheep? Well, the metaphor is well known. I think I understand. I think it's to show that we are called to follow the Good Shepherd. Jesus said, "Follow me." That's what we're called to do. So that part of the metaphor is a very good one, a very sound one, and one that we should still use today. If this was the old service of Matins this morning, we would have said or sung the 23rd Psalm, because that's prescribed for today, with its very, very famous first line, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But throughout church history, I'm in danger of possibly upsetting people here, but here we go. The clergy, the vicar, the priest, has been thought of the shepherd too. And the congregation has often been called his flock. And of course it always was his flock, never hers. Thankfully, not anymore. And the word pastor is often used, with its roots in the Latin and its current meaning of taking care, pastoral care we talk of. Pastor, pastoral care, coming from the Latin word for shepherd. But my question is whether this extension of the metaphor still remains helpful in its entirety today. Has it become just a tad outdated in certain areas? Do we need to be a little bit careful of it? Not throw it out, I'm not saying that. And I hasten to add, this is not the revolution. This is not a call to the barricades to change the church. Just to make sure our thinking is entirely up to date and relevant. Now, of course, I'm slightly uncomfortable about saying this today because we don't have a vicar at the moment to take offence. But I'm really not trying to offend anybody. And it is one of the very strong advantages of a vacancy that we can take stock of ourselves. We can look again at what the role of vicar or priest in charge or rector or whatever they're called in the circumstances, what it means for us today and for our immediate future. And of course, especially today, because we've got our annual parish meeting. And what do we do there? We review the past year and we elect representatives for the coming one. We do it. That's really important. It's the congregation, it's the community that does that. Now, sheep don't do that. Sheep don't gather together and discuss what they're going to do. They don't review the past year. They just do as they're told. They blindly follow. And that's the extent to which I'm saying, just hold on a minute. Don't follow this metaphor completely, necessarily. We are called to follow Jesus, and we are also called to be his body, to be the body of Christ on earth. We are called to be, to participate. That means to be involved, to take responsibility, and in that sense, not to just do as we're told, not passively to accept what we're given, but to use what God has given us in his service. God's given us the power of thought, of reason. He's given us experience. He's given us judgment. He's given us eyes and ears and a brain. He's given us the power of speech and the ability to communicate. These are gifts, and we're called upon to use them in partnership with each other. We've been called to be a community and to participate fully in it. And just going back to this word pastoral, seems to me that this is a case in point. Our pastoral care team is a team of people from the congregation. In years gone by, pastoral care would have been the sole preserve of the clergy. No one else would have been involved. Very, very top down. But now, in this church, in this community, this congregation, our pastoral care is shared. I think that's a really very good model for us to hold on to. It's a model of the congregation, the community, the body of Christ, looking after each other. So I'm not saying that the sheep metaphor is completely wrong and we must throw it out. No, we are called to be Christ's sheep. We are called to follow our shepherd, Jesus. Now, when we have a vicar, hopefully very soon, our task will still be to follow Jesus, to be his body on earth. And the new vicar's task will be to lead and help us in doing just that. Amen.